Good morning. Well, local shares going to be under a bit of pressure in early trade on Thursday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of around 15 points, and that reflects the weakness that we saw on US markets. And at the same time, a number of US corporates which reported after the US market closed, which missed expectations and put downward pressure on futures in after-hours trade. We'll get to that in a moment, but as far as the leading indices are concerned, the Dow ended the session with a loss of around 0.4%. The S&P 500 was down by 0.6%, and the NASDAQ was down by 0.5%. It was a combination of a mixed bag of US corporate earnings and weaker economic news, which was creating headwinds for US stocks. Building permits on the economic side of things fell to a two-year low in terms of the most recent measure. So that was underwhelming at the best. But it was really the companies that maintained the focus of investors as we moved through the early part of the US reporting season. Bank of America, an example, they bettered expectations, but again, it wasn't free of blemish. The net interest margin was something that they highlighted as facing headwinds as interest rates fall and make it more difficult for lenders to maintain the difference between where they can borrow money and where they can lend it. CSX stands out as well. It's important from a number of vantage points. Trade, the fact that it's a key measure of activity in the transport space. They have around $12 billion worth of revenue. They had a weaker than expected outcome, and they also downgraded their outlook for earnings as well, and the stock was down by around 11%. United Airlines reported better earnings after the market closed yesterday. Elsewhere, the one that made the difference most recently was Netflix. They reported after the US market closed. A drop in subscriber numbers chilled investors, and the stock was marked down by about 11%. So that's going to get a lot more airplay, and it's going to be reflective of the expectations that are priced into some of those FANG stocks as well. On the local front today, the key outcome will be the unemployment report. CBA is expecting 5,000 jobs to have been added to the economy. Obviously, there will be a risk towards the downside, and that will have ramifications as far as the outlook for interest rates is concerned. There's been no doubt about how the import that the RBA places on employment at the moment in terms of its calibrations in relation to interest rates. So this will be a big talking point for the days ahead. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker at 70.1 US cents.